Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. Finally, it's time for more Power Pop. The very first two episodes of the podcast were devoted to Power Pop. Well, the first episode, I sort of gave an introduction to myself, and then I tried to lay out what Power Pop means, where the term came from, and how the genre developed. And I talked a lot about Greg Shaw, who was... He was the editor of Bomp Magazine, and he had a record label called Bomp Records that put out a lot of cool stuff in the late 70s, early 80s. And Greg Shaw is the one who first applied the term power pop to this genre of music. Now, I know I said the words coin the phrase on the first episode. I said Greg Shaw coined the phrase. Well, that's not technically true. The phrase power pop existed before Greg Shaw used it to name this genre of music. Apparently, Pete Townsend referred to The Who as power pop at some point, I think, in the late 60s. So the term power pop had been around before Greg Shaw. But Greg Shaw was the one who named the genre power pop and explained in detail in Bomp Magazine what he meant. And I went into all of that on the very first episode of the show. Now, the problem is the server I use, Podomatic, I only have so much storage space, so as I've gotten up there in episodes, I've had to start deleting earlier episodes, which means they no longer show up in my iTunes feed, but I'm keeping all those episodes live at the blog. So if you want to hear an early episode that's not on iTunes, you just have to go to the blog, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com, and there you will be able to listen to the episode or download it from Podomatic, but it will be from free Podomatic accounts that I'm making to keep the episodes online, but they will no longer be able to be in my actual iTunes feed for the show if you subscribe, etc. So just so you know, every episode I will try to keep active on the blog, even if you can't find it in iTunes. So you can go to the blog, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com, and you can listen to the first two episodes, where the first episode played a lot of stuff from the 70s that Greg Shaw talked about. Pretty much every band on the first episode came from an article Greg Shaw wrote about the evolution of power pop. So I played all those bands he talked about. And then the second episode, I played a lot of my favorite power pop songs. But there's a lot more. I have a very extensive collection of power pop. I devoted a lot of years to trying to track everything down. So I could do several more episodes of great, great power pop. A lot of stuff that probably, unless you're a power pop nerd like me, you've never heard. Now, when I say power pop, I'm talking about late 70s, early 80s. There's a lot of great stuff from the late 80s into the 90s that was called power pop, sort of, but it's different. The power pop I'm talking about is the post-punk power pop, the stuff that came after punk, the stuff that it was after the Knack hit it big in like 79, the record labels went into a signing frenzy and they signed every band remotely like the Knack. It was similar to what happened with Nirvana, where after Nirvana and Pearl Jam hit it big, the record labels just signed everything. You know, they even signed the Butthole Surfers and Daniel Johnston, and they signed up everything. Similar thing happened when the Knack were so huge, and all these bands got signed. They have major label records, a lot of them. There's plenty of power pop that was on smaller labels, but so many bands had one or two major label records, and what was really great is so many of those bands got a two-album deal, and you got two records by a lot of these bands. And since it was on a major label, you can find a lot of them. You find promos, you find radio station copies, but they're out there. Lots of great, completely obscure power pop that came in the wake of the huge success of the Knack, because the Knack were for that 1 year at least, were just massively huge, and every record label wanted to sign the next Knack, and that's why we got all this great power pop. So a lot of the stuff you're going to hear today is from those records, those all the bands that the record label signed in the wake of the Knack. And then there's a lot of other cool stuff that was on smaller labels or from singles. So let's get it started with a song by Gary Valentine. Gary Valentine was the bass player in Blondie on the first two Blondie albums. And if you've never heard that second Blondie record, it's called Plastic Letters. Do yourself a favor, get that. It's a great album. And Gary Valentine wrote I'm Always Touched by Your Presence, Dear, which was a hit for Blondie in the UK. You might be familiar with that song, written by Gary Valentine. He left Blondie in 1978. He put out a single. The A-side's called The First One, and that showed up on a compilation called Sharp Cuts, and I believe it's on one of the Rhino comps of power pop stuff. But what I'm going to play for you is the B-side of that single by Gary Valentine, The First One. It's a song called Tomorrow Belongs to You. There's also a compilation of Gary Valentine material that came out in 2003. The CD is called Tomorrow Belongs to You, and as of now, you can get it on Amazon for about $20. Great stuff. The DBs are a classic American power pop band. They formed in 1978 in New York City. Chris Stamey, Peter Holsapel, Will Rigby, and Gene Holder. And their first album, Stands for Decibels, came out in 1981.
Never
Broadway, we're a great band out of Chicago. Singer Cliff Johnson had been in, at one point early on, he had been in the band Pez Band, who you can hear on the second episode of the podcast about power pop. And he was also in a band called The Thumbs with Pete Kamita and John Brandt, who both ended up playing bass at different points for Cheap Trick. Off-Broadway formed in 77. They had two major label records in 1980 and 1981. You're going to hear a song from their first album, On, which came out in 1980. Bram Tchaikovsky was a guitar player in the Motors. You can hear them on the Pub Rock episode of the podcast. His first album, Strange Man, Changed Man, came out in 1979, featured a top 40 hit, actually, in the U.S. called Girl of My Dreams. I'm going to play you a song from his second album from 1980. The album's called Pressure. This is a song called Can't Give You Reasons by Bram Tchaikovsky. We'll be right back. Hawks were a band from Iowa. One of those bands I was talking about, signed in the wake of the Knack, had two major label records before they were dropped. Their albums came out in 1981 and 1982 on Columbia. This is a great song from that very first self-titled album by Hawks. The Rubber City Rebels were sort of an eccentric post-punk band from Akron, Ohio. They moved to LA and became a pretty big deal on the Sunset Strip. Doug Feiger from the Knack helped them get signed to the Knack's label, Capitol Records, and they had a self-titled record that came out on Capitol in 1980. The song you just heard by the Hawks was called Lonely Nights. This is a song called Lonely Fool by the Rubber City Rebels.
Lonely, lonely fool.
Like the Rubber City Rebels, the Sinceros were another oddball band that had two major label albums in the wake of the Knack. They were from London. Their first album, The Sound of Sunbathing, came out in 1979. It's more of a new wave record. Like the Rubber City Rebels, the Sinceros weren't a pure power pop band, but they had great moments. You know, that song Lonely Fool by the Rubber City Rebels is very much a standout track on that album, as is this next song by the Sinceros from their second album, which was called Pet Rock. The album came out in 1981. This is a great, great power pop song. Love it. It's called Socially by the Sinceros. The Rings were a band from Boston who were obviously heavily influenced by another band I should mention called The Cars. So you had The Knack and The Cars, the huge success of those two bands that led to all these bands getting signed, a band like The Rings. They had two records on MCA that both came out in 1981. You're going to hear a song by The Rings called My Kind of Girl from their first self-titled album. Pearl Harbor and the Explosions were a sort of new wave band that formed in San Francisco in 1978, and they had a self-titled record that came out on Warner Brothers in 1980. This is a great song that was on a Rhino comp in the 90s, I believe. It's called You Got It, Release It by Pearl Harbor and the Explosions. Up next is an East Coast band called The Electrics. It was E-L-E-K-T-R-I-C-S. Another band that formed in 79, signed in the wake of the Knack. They had two records on EMI, both came out in 1981. First album called Current Events, and the second album was called State of Shock. Current Events is a much stronger record all the way through. Highly recommend it if you can find it in the bins out there. But I'm going to play you a song from their second album, State of Shock. This is a song called I Just Keep Crying by The Electrics.
Turn you off. Don't wanna run away.
Up next is a real power pop gem by a Kansas City band called The Secrets. This song actually came out on a single on the small independent Kansas City label called Titan Records. Came out in 1980, but I'm going to play you the version from the band's self-titled album that came out in 1983. It was released on a Polydor imprint called Wi-Fi. It's a hard record to get your hands on, but it's a great power pop album. And this is the first song on the record by The Secrets. And they put an asterisk after the name. So the band is The Secrets asterisk. The song's called It's Your Heart Tonight. Yipes were a band from Milwaukee, fronted by Pat McCurdy, who is still a fixture on the Milwaukee music scene to this day. And Yipes are another one of those bands. They were signed by an RCA imprint called Millennium Records, had two major label records, self-titled in 1979, and a second album called A Bit Irrational in 1980. Both are high-quality power pop albums. I'm going to play you my favorite song by Yipes. It's a song from their second album, a song called Magic.
Oh, cast a spell.
This next song is a song called Out of Our World from a great album that came out in 1980 by a guy named Joey Wilson. The record's called Going Up. Seems like not a lot of people know about this one. It's a great album. It was produced by Jimmy Destri, the keyboard player from Blondie. This is Out of Our World by Joey Wilson, 1980. Up next, you're going to hear two songs from an album that used to be one of the holy grails of power pop for power pop collectors. It's a record that came out in 1979, self-released basically. The label was called No Sweat, out of Austin, Texas. Mysterious guy who called himself Clovis Roblane. Now, Clovis Roblane was the name of the first ever recipient of a heart transplant, I believe. I don't know the guy's real name. I believe he plays everything on the record. He did it all himself. It's called The Clovis Roblane Story. Came out in 79. Was impossible to get your hands on the album. The vinyl is still worth a lot of money. But in 2008, finally, it was reissued. you can buy the CD on CD Baby for $15, and I believe you can download it from Amazon for $8.99. The Clovis Roblane story, you're going to hear My Heart and Stone Cold. David Quinton was a drummer out of Toronto, ended up in Steve Bader's solo band. Steve Bader's, of course, from the Dead Boys, one of my favorites. If you have not heard Steve Bader's 1980s solo album called Disconnected, which came out on Greg Shaw's label, Bomp Records, if you haven't heard that album, you need to hear it immediately. Great record, Disconnected by Steve Bader's. David Quinton was the drummer, and a song David Quinton wrote called Make Up Your Mind is on the record. Well, David Quinton put out his own album on a Canadian label called Bomb, B-O-M-B Records, in 1981. It's a great album. I believe David Quinton plays maybe all the instruments on it. His own version of Make Up Your Mind is on there. I'm going to play you my favorite song from David Quinton's 1981 self-titled album. This is a song called Does It Matter to You by David Quinton. You're coming out of the rain just because it's safe for you. And then you tell everybody why you're gonna beat the game. All we ever wanted to know was when and where and how much. But since your brain was decomposing, we should understand. But because it's safe, like you said, I guess I owe it all to you. I'm still not sure on that point yet. Does it ever really matter to you? Does it ever really matter to you? My conscience was okay, at least I thought it was. But how can I tell you twisted me all around? Wrong in your book of lies, and the truth is written clearly in your eyes. But because it's safe, like you said, I guess I owe it all to you. I'm still not sure on that point yet. Does it ever really matter to you? 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 I owe it all to you. I'm still not sure on that point yet. Does it ever really matter to you? 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 Let's see, you heard D.L. Byron if you listen to my cover songs episode of the podcast. He wrote Shadows of the Night, made famous by Pat Benatar, and I played D.L. Byron's demo version of Shadows of the Night on that episode of the podcast. D.L. Byron had an album on Arista Records in 1980. The record was called This Day and Age. This is a song by D.L. Byron called Love in Motion. When I get drunk, she makes me sober. She's got a rough touch when she does me over. Nuclear and check it on a Sunday draft. I'll be pretty lucky if I'm left alive. Oh no, oh no, oh. I get sick, she makes me better. She's a little undercover, but a real go-getter. I'm thinking that I've done my time. She's gonna make the punishment fit the crime. Oh no. Oh no. And she says, are you gonna give me love in motion?
shiver.
Proof were a power pop band from New Jersey, signed to a CBS label called Nemperor Records, and they had one album, came out in 1980, called It's Safe. Apparently, there was a second album that the band recorded with Mick Ronson producing that was never released. But It's Safe by The Proof, 1980, is a really good album. I'm going to play you a song called Does It Show by The Proof. The Colors formed in 1979 in New York City. They put out a great self-titled album on New Jersey label Dirt Records in 1980-1981. This is a song by The Colors from that record called Go Go Getter. ¶¶ Next up is a song by the Michael Guthrie Band from Athens, Georgia. This is from their 1981 album, Direct Hits, which you can get on CD Baby for $9.99. Great song called Sorry About That by the Michael Guthrie Band. SVT were a cool band from San Francisco, formed in 1978. They had a record in 1980 called Extended Play and another album in 81 called No Regrets. But they released two singles in 1979. I'm going to play you a song from their second single from 79, classic song called Heart of Stone by SVT. Next up is a band called The Scooters, another one of those bands signed after the Knack. Two major label records. They were on EMI. The first album, Young Girls, came out in 1980. Second album in 1981 called Blue Eyes. This is a great song by The Scooters from that first album, Young Girls. A song called Stuck on You.
Thank you.
This next one is actually a personal discovery of mine. Record I found in the dollar bin at a record store in the late 90s in Austin, Texas. Local Austin band from the 80s called the Argyles put out their own record in 1983 called Picture in My Pocket. And I just bought this one on site. It's a classic power pop record, sort of entered into the online power pop collector's circles thanks to yours truly, finding it, trading it with other people. It's a really good record all the way through. This is a song called Every Time She Walks by the Argyles. This next one is another personal discovery of mine, found it at a record store in Austin, Texas. It's a self-titled record. There's no year on it, so I don't know what year it came out. Early 80s. A band called The Stingers. It's a 5-song EP by The Stingers, and it was produced by Kenny Kerner, so I suspect they were a New York band. Really not a lot of information out there about this one. It looks like it would be a rockabilly album when you look at it, but it's actually high-quality power pop. Really good stuff. The Stingers. Next up is a Colorado band called The Deal. This is from a compilation called Goodbye September. Really great song by The Deal called Time Won't Come Back. LMNOP is a one-man band from Atlanta. It's done by a guy named Stephen Fivett. He started releasing his music on cassette in 1982, releasing it himself. And you can go to the website lmnop.com and buy most of his stuff on CD. I'm going to play you a great song from his 1989 cassette called Numbles. This is a song called You Can Make Up Your Mind by LMNOP.
Most of us know that
Next up is a New York band called The Mosquitoes. They released one 5-song EP in 1985. You're going to hear the title track from that EP now. You might recognize this song. It was covered in 87, I think, by The Monkees as their comeback single. Let's hear another song from that EP by The Mosquitoes. This is a song called Do You Wanna Hurt Me?
Yeah. Running hard
The Explosives were a popular Austin, Texas band. They've been Rocky Erickson's backing band off and on since 1979. They had a couple EPs in 80 and 82. A compilation came out in 2007, a two-disc compilation of Explosives material. I'm going to play you a song from their 1981 single called A Girl Like You by The Explosives. Okay, and that's going to do it for my third installment now of Power Pop. Don't worry, there will be a fourth installment, maybe a fifth installment. If you want to hear more Power Pop, let me know. Send me an email, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. You can go to the blog, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. You can hear all of the early episodes there that aren't in iTunes anymore, including the first two episodes of the show where I covered more Power Pop. And at the blog, there's a link for the Facebook page, Rock and Roll Podcast on the Facebook page. You can go there. Please go click like on the Facebook page, and you can get in touch with me at the Facebook page. You can send me a private message or just post on the page and tell me what you like about the show. And if you like this episode and want more, let me know. And then it'll happen sooner if I get enough requests. But there will be more Power Pop in the future because I have a lot more great stuff to play. All right, so to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a song by one of the more classic Power Pop bands, band out of Chicago called Shoes. I played a song by them on, I think, the very first episode of the show. But I'm going to leave you with what might be my favorite Shoes song from their 1981 album, Tongue Twister, the last song on that record, great song by The Shoes called Hate to Run. Until next time.
Back.